again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus and Yahushua, HaMashiach, Lord and Savior. Yes, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He, Jesus Christ, is indeed Lord, ruler of all, over all, in all, through all. In Him we live and move and have our being. How goes it in your journey through this life? How goes it in the challenges that you face? How goes it in the trials and the tribulations that you face of all kinds that are common to the people of God, common to this walk, common to what it is to be a child of God and to be marked for Him and to be visible to, in the realm of spirit, to the world and the world system that's at enmity with God, which will seek to either have you join them and become part of it and will offer you whatever it takes for your soul, or the reverse of that is, if you will not bow your knee to that system, then to target you and to come after you and to bludgeon you and to do whatever it can to break you into submission. Well, yeah, how goes it in that journey? You know, don't worry about anything, because all of these things are in control. You've got to take stuff one moment at a time. When you face trials and tribulations, you know, one secret of going through those things is to actually embrace them, is to actually receive them with a grateful heart and know that it's part of God's plan for your life, part of what you have to go through. When you approach it that way, rather than woe is me, you are in a place where you're accepting whatever it is that comes from the hand of God. And in that place, there's victory, because now it's, your life is not determined by your external circumstances, but by your internal state of being. So, you know, a true follower of Christ, the kingdom is within, they've gone within, so their lives are not dictated by their surroundings. Their lives are not dictated by what's going on outside, but how they are within and how they are in connection with the King. So that, my dear brothers and sisters, is a big part, a big crux of the whole matter. That which is without is relatively inconsequential. It's just what we live through here. But it's that which is within which is important, because it's within that you find the kingdom. It is within that you find who people really are, what they're really made of. It is within that that the victory is found over all of this. You know, I know we all face difficulties, but when you trust, He's going to carry you through. Yes, we face difficulties. We face trials. We face struggles. We struggle with our humanity. We struggle with our flesh. We struggle against the world. We struggle. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, we struggle against all of these things. We fight against all of these things. This is part of what we deal with. And in what we deal with, hey, don't get discouraged. Don't worry, because God really is in control. Just take it one moment at a time and do what you can with the situation you face. Do what you can to be the light of God in that place. Do what you can. And you know what that thing that you can do is? Walk in obedience. Walk in obedience to the express, revealed will of God. See, if you walk in obedience, you put yourself in a place where His power can flow through you, where His life can go through your life into a world that needs Him. You know, I just had a little memory of when I was in the Dominican Republic, and an amazing woman of God, dear friend, who is also a minister of the gospel, she took us to a very remote church in a very remote part of the Dominican Republic, and very, in all intents and purposes, very poor people, very poor situation. But the power of God was there. They had service by candlelight at night in an old barn, and but in that place too, there was, I remember there were three young boys that at one point we had a chance to pray for. And these kids, the mark of God was on their life. God's plan and purpose was destined for them. And a very, very strong prophetic word that came through my friend about the destiny of these boys' lives. Now, when you walk in obedience, you walk in a place that you can be used. And God doesn't do things in spite of you. He does things in conjunction with you. He does things because He's leading and guiding you for them. So, you know, there is a blessing in that. Obedience does bring a blessing. Obedience does bring the reward. There's a reward for obedience, just as there's a consequence and a negative repercussion for disobedience. Ah.
But
no, I tell you. Oh, it's all good. You know, something I was thinking about the other day, God kind of brought this one to me. Trust is built by doing what you say and saying what you do. I've been thinking about that. Trust is built by doing what you say and saying what you do. You know, there's a lot of people that say a lot of things that they do, they don't do it. And there's a lot of people that commit to stuff that don't follow through. So, but you know, that follow through, if it's there, and that commitment, if it's there, and when your word is your bond, something amazing happens. You know, something life changing happens. Because, you know, instantly you become one of the rare people in this world that do stuff like that. You become one of the rare people in this world that can actually flow with the Spirit of God and make changes as He would tell them to make change. You know, God intended that His people would live in perfect connection with Him. God intended that His people would know His voice and that they would not follow another. God intended for His people to go through only as much fire and testing and tribulation as necessary to accomplish His will in their lives. Period. You know, yeah. You know, you know what's amazing? I do get tired when I do these words. Gosh. Spiritual war is always active when we try to do stuff like this. And, yeah, it's even tougher when you're in a car. If you're driving, ugh. No, it's nice to have my truck back. I know it's probably a little bit loud, so maybe I should, I don't know. We'll adjust it later. But no, it's nice to have a four-wheel drive. In this country, in this place where the roads get pretty crazy sometimes, and you need something that can take the off-road when necessary. So, yeah. Trust. Trust, and the word trust and the word faith are pretty much the same word. So, you know, faith is built by doing what you say and saying what you do, as is trust. You know, one reason why I think sometimes people have a hard time with others is they don't say what they do, and they don't do what they say. You know, you've got to be someone, and the Spirit of God will quicken you for this. You got to be somebody that can be relied upon to do the job. You got to be somebody that if God says, hey, I need something done, and I need it done well, then He picks you. Because there, He does have assignments. He does have assignments even in the heavenly realm. But so many people are so stuck thinking in very, very small and about their only immediate circumstance, or only their immediate situation. They don't look much further than that. Whereas God, in His infinite grace and His infinite wisdom, has given us a hope and a future. But in that too, He doesn't want us to focus too much on that, because we would forget the reason and the season that we're in right now, that which God has for us to do. You know, we do have assignments in this time. We do have God's people rising up in this time. And it's quite incredible when you see all that's taking place in this window. When you see all this taking place now, as the world is beginning to spin out of control, things in the world are not, for a good window of time, going to get better. Things in the world are going to get difficult. They're going to be trying times in the days ahead. And the best thing you can do is just line up with the Spirit of God and do what He tells you to do. What did Jesus say? I only do what I see the Father doing. I only say what I hear Him telling me to say. So, yeah, it's just part of it. Oh, man. Yep, I'm almost back. I'm close. But, no, it's just tough. It's tough to, yeah, driving back. It's sometimes tough to stitch. Long days will catch up on you. You cannot burn the candle by both ends. You either get up early and go to bed early, or get up late and go to work late. But, you know, no, it's good, it's good. All right, so, trucks are cool. I like trucks. I am a truck person. And you know what I think about most of the close friends I've got in my life? They drive trucks too. Very practical vehicle, very proactive. You give it what you need, they come up with some good ideas for you. That's all right. Yeah, I'm almost back. So hey, you know what, you guys, it's all good in Christ. I know sometimes things get a bit rough. Sometimes we have difficulties. Sometimes there's bleed-throughs with another dimension. All of that, God's aware. Set your heart on things above. Set your mind on things above. Set every aspect of your being towards Him. and He will add to your life what you need. Turns, we still walk on. We still seek truth. We still seek the life, the way. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, in spite of our difficulties, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our mistakes, in spite of ourselves, we still press on to the mark of the high calling for which we have been set apart and set aside unto Christ Jesus. Yeah, I greet you. I say hello. Hey, how are you doing out there? How goes it in your part of the woods, on your place on the wall, in the midst of your assignment that God has called you into? How goes it? How are you doing? You know what? Hey, I tell you what. I can appreciate the struggle. I can appreciate the trial. I can appreciate the press in the soul that each and every one of us feel. Because, you know what? It doesn't matter your external situation. As long as you're in this life, it's going to be like a burr under your saddle that something's not right. Because you know what? The truth is, something isn't right. We live in a world of opposites. We live in a world of where everything is wearing down and falling apart. Where, though we're eternal beings, we see death and decay. We see destruction. We see lies and deception. We see a kingdom that's at enmity with the Spirit of God, which we've been called by. And, yeah, you know what? For us, it's we're going to feel that. Now, excuse me, it comes in twos. Yes. You know, we feel that press. And, you know, you got to keep it simple. You know, one of the simplest things is to, where is your face turned? Are you seeking the Father in truth and in spirit and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth and looking to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, to carry you on and carry you through? And are you with 100% of who you are, even as banged up and bruised as you might be, are you still giving that 100% to Him? Or is it pieced away? Because the degree to which in the Spirit you are facing Christ is the degree to which you reflect His glory, His power, His purpose manifesting in and through your life. It's not that much more complicated than that. And now, in the midst of that, the things that come to try to distract us from that, to try to take us off that line. And there is a challenge, because part of the challenge is, will you hold the line when these things come? Or will these deceiving spirits, these tricks of the devil, these assignments and these temptations that come your way, will they take you in another direction? Will they succeed in capturing your affections? You know, that temptation of Christ in Luke chapter 4, there's a ton in there. And you know, one of the things in that was Lucifer was allowed, the devil was allowed to tempt Jesus and to see if there was something in him that he wanted more than the kingdom of God, more than the lordship of the Father in his life. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. I only say what he gives me to say. You know, Jesus, in all cases, in all points, wanted the Father. Jesus, in everything, wanted the Spirit of God to be real, to manifest in and through him. That's what he was pressing for. That's what he desired. That's what he longed for. The very core of his being was the will of the Father. Lord, your kingdom come, and your will be done. And in His name, we live, we move, we have our being. And see, here's the thing. If you want something more than you want Christ, then that thing will be what masters you. That thing will be the beginning of your undoing. Because you know what's going on right now is, now those that are bought and paid for by the world system, they're already on a certain track. But for the children of God, you know, in this last round, this wrapping up of time, if you would, for the children of God, the enemy is opening up the coffers of hell, if you were, to do that last minute, last moment push to harvest those souls. And if there's something in you that can be bought, that can be paid for, that you will give in exchange for your soul, that will come your way. That will be offered to you, even in this time. And in order to overcome, you are going to have to want the kingdom of God more than anything else. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The things that you need being added unto you. Your needs, not your greeds, as I remember one of the old Baptist preachers saying, your needs and not your greeds. But God's going to take care of what you need. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. That's what you want. And if you seek that first, what'll happen if your face is set in that way is these other temptations, these other trials, these other things that would come to take you in another direction, they won't take a hold on you. They will come, they will test you. You may even have that thought go through and linger for a while, but that dedication that you have in your heart to truth, to life, to the way, to Jesus, that is going to be what rules you. That is going to be what owns you. That is going to be what masters you. And the other things will not take you in another direction. They will not own you. They will not master you. See, what happens when you begin to slip is the Spirit of God, which loves you, He begins to correct you. He begins to show you. He begins to speak to you. And this is what, you don't harden your heart. When you start to slip, when you start to go in a wrong direction, what the Spirit of God does is, out of His love for you, He chastens you. He disciplines those that He considers His son and His daughter. He quickens you. He brings godly counsel your way to speak a word to you. Not controllers, not manipulators, not enforcers of the system. No, He brings godly counsel, people that love you, that care about you, that can speak a word into your life. And if you want the truth, it'll resonate with you, and you'll know, even if you can't see it, that God is reaching out to you. And you know what? Your conscience will bear witness. When you go in the wrong direction, your conscience bears witness that you are going the wrong way. Not the mind programming that most people have experienced. No, that sensitive conscience that the Spirit of God has put in you. That conscience that you know for yourself that you are walking in a way that grieves the Spirit of God. That's your conscience. And it lets you know, it convicts you of sin. It convicts you of going the wrong way. It convicts you and lets you know there is a better way. It convicts you and lets you know that you're doing damage to your spirit. And there is a better way. You know, here's the thing about sin. Is sin will bleed you. It will diminish your power. It will diminish your strength. It will weaken you. You know, I mean, I think about Samson. You know, Samson, the strong man, it sapped his strength. And when the time came for the battle, it wasn't there. You know, God puts these object lessons in Scripture for a purpose. And that purpose is so that you would understand a spiritual principle, so that you might live. So that you might live the abundant life. God wants you to live the full life. Now here's the thing, is nobody can do it for you. I can't do it for you. I wouldn't even dare to try. I can't do it for you. Your friends can't do it for you. You got to do it. You got to step up to the plate and you got to live. And how do you live? You live your life in obedience to the Spirit of God. You live your life by choosing His will, choosing His way, choosing that which is true. And when something is off, you know what? You got to deal with it. But you got to deal with it God's way. And when you are confused, when you don't know, all you got to do is put it before Him. Because you know what He does? Is He takes your confusion and He gives you clarity. He speaks to you in the middle of it all and says, here's the way, walk ye in it. He does that for us because He loves us. He does that for us because He knows that we are flesh and frail. In a flesh body, I should say. You are not your flesh. But you live in a temporal, fallen vessel. And even though you have an eternal spirit and a soul that has immeasurable value, had to be bought and paid for by the blood of the Son of God in order to be redeemed. That's the value of your soul. And yet, you live in a body that is frail, that is limited, that has issues. And God knows your weakness. God knows your frame. And He gives you His Spirit so that you might be an overcomer. He gives you His Spirit. He pours His Spirit into His children, into His vessels, into those that are willing to take up the call. He does that so that they might live. God wants you to live and not die. He wants you to thrive. He wants you to know His life. He wants you to be the ambassador of truth and His Spirit that He destined you to be. He doesn't want you to live a substandard life, nor does He want you just scraping by and getting through. You know, there's windows of different things. There's windows of struggle. But you know, there's also times of victory. There's times of triumph. There's times of joy. You know, that's one of the amazing things about being a follower of Christ, is when the world is struggling, you can have a smile on your face. You know, I think of joyful times that God has given me, and some of those ones have been in the midst of some of the most difficult circumstances and difficult situations. But God was in it. So, do not worry. Do not fret. He's always there. He's always in control. And when you don't know, just look up. Look up to the Father and say, Lord, just say just that, Lord, I don't know, but I trust You. And in the midst of my difficulty, in the midst of my struggle, in the midst of my confusion, Father, lead and guide me. Your kingdom come, and Your will be done, in Jesus' name. And with that, I tell you guys, hey, I love you. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. We may, in the near future, start the series again. So keep a lookout for that, if the new ones would go up on the homepage too. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But hey, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. All right, talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.